Jack Johnson, If I Had Eyes, finishing up for Sonic Fruit. Now it is 1 p.m. It is WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music. And you're listening to Sellouts with Sia, where we look at an artist and we look at whether, you know, they traded their music for some money. I mean, that's what all artists do. But if they did it to an egregious point, you know, if they really, they were like, I don't really care about the music anymore. I only care about money. I only care about money. You know, a little Daddy Warbucks over there. But whatever. Today we are talking about the Eagles, which, love them or hate them, sometimes they're controversial. Sometimes they're your parents' favorite easy listening song. But before we get into that, let's get our PSA out of the way. You know, if we want to really appreciate music, we do have to be safe. And so let's hear it for the Community Forklift.
Community Forklift is a nonprofit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
That was Community Forklift, and you know, I did not know that, so that was very helpful for me, at least. I really thought they were going to tell us how we could get forklift certified, and I was very excited for that. Anyway, back to the Eagles. The Eagles started as sort of like the touring and backing band for Linda Ronstadt. So we're going to start with some Linda Ronstadt, also because I love Linda Ronstadt. So, yeah. I hope you, if you haven't heard Linda Ronstadt, I hope this will be the first time, but you know, you might not have heard her for a long, long time. And this is Long, Long Time by Linda Ronstadt. Huh.
And I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time. Caught in my fears, linking back the tears. Thank you.
kinda think I'm gonna miss you for a long, long time. 'Cause I done everything I know to try and make you mine. I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
That was Long, Long Time by Linda Ronstadt. So Linda Ronstadt was pretty famous in the 70s. She might be your mom's favorite artist, or at least she's mine. But she recruited members of the Eagles before they decided to start their own band for her third self-titled album. In fact, their second album release, the hit off of that, Desperado, which you might have heard or you might not have heard, is one of her songs. And I only say that because I like her version better. Anyway, next up, we have I Got a Name by Jim Croce. One of the reasons people say the Eagles didn't sell out was because they were sort of meant to be a commercial band in the beginning, right? They were already established musicians in their own right. They were recruited, brought together by a corporate entity almost, or a studio entity at the very least. And then they tried to make a band. It's not like they were making a band for fun. They were making a band so to sell records and make money and tour together. And so is there really any place to call them sellouts at all when that was their intention at the beginning? I don't know. That's something to dwell on. Here is I Got a Name by Linda Ronstadt.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Share it if you want me to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
That was Jim Croce on WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music. Today on Sellouts with Sia, where we look at an artist and whether they sold out, we're looking at the Eagles. Something I'll say about the Eagles is that they figured out their name while they were on drugs. And I think this is very interesting, just because it seems such like the hippie thing from the 60s and 70s to do. Of course you found your name while you were on drugs. Like, what else are you supposed to do? Just figure it out while you're sober? Like, my goodness. I don't know. I can say that. My grandparents were hippies. Like, I can say that's not cultural appropriation. But even though they're so Americana, they did record their first album in England. But their first album released two hits, Witchy Woman and Take It Easy, the latter of which we will be hearing in a couple seconds. But I feel that while the Eagles did start out to be a commercial band, I feel that there was still some betrayal from themselves, from members, which resulted in more contention over money. And I feel that the spirit of selling out is there, even if it might not be the traditional sense, you know? Like, even if you got into this genre to make money, you came with a band. You still came in with a band. It doesn't make sense to say, oh, well, I want more money, so I'm going to kick them out, whatever. I think I'm going to be more successful. You know, that's still in the spirit of selling out. Anyway, but you didn't tune in to this channel to hear me ramble. You heard for some good music. So let's hear Take It Easy by the Eagles, which coincidentally might be some good advice now that it is final seasons after all.
Seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Sweet love is gonna save.
That was Take It Easy by the Eagles here on WMUC FM College Park. I hope you guys are having a wonderful evening. I feel like the thing about the Eagles is that they're definitely like that easy listening rock. It's like, you know, I was singing along. It's very easy. Lyrics are very clear. It's, you know, it's made to be commercial. But what I think is funny is that there are, I think them, the Steve Miller Band and Steely Dan, they all feel very much of the same tree. You know, like, they have the same sort of feeling. And to prove it to you, I'm going to play a song that is not super similar, but you hear the same. They could have been made by the same band. They could have been made by the same band. But they're still fun. I'm not trying to diss them. I listen to them. I like all their music. But it's like, okay, we get it. We get the vibe. We get that this was made for a particular audience in mind. This wasn't just made to create. This was made to be listened to.
Slipping into the future.
And it keeps on doing that for another 30 seconds. This is WMUC FM College Park. You are listening to Sells with Sierra. We take an artist and we look at whether they sold out or not. Next up, today we are dissecting the Eagles, but next up is Los Absents.
Me la has mandado a mí, oh Dios del cielo, que yo la quiera así, fue tu deseo. Llego en la forma ideal de un ángel bueno, haciendo realidad mis tristes sueños, y la quiero como nació. Confesar que tengo miedo y la quiero.
Out of
That was It Never Rains in Southern California by Albert Hammond. Next up, we have We Used to Know by Jethro Tull here on WMUC FM College Park.
Find new words to say, a thing about the bad old days. We used to know nights of winter turn me cold, fears of dying. Getting old, we ran the race was won by running slowly. Could be soon we'll cease to sound, slowly upstairs, faster down, then to revisit stony grounds. We used to know, remember morning. Shilling spent made no sense to leave the bed. The bad old days they came and went, giving way to fruitful years. We'll be right back.
That was Jethro Tull, We Used to Know. I don't know about you, but Jethro Tull was one of those artists that my family introduced to me, and at first I was like, can we put on something good? But then after a while I was like, wow, this is great. This is really interesting. This is definitely interesting to my ear. Do I enjoy it? I'm pretty sure I enjoy it. That's sometimes just the case for finding new music and finding good music, is you have to adjust to it. If we only listened to music that we felt comfortable with, we'd probably only listen to music of the time, not necessarily music that will transcend time and last. Anyway, the Eagles seem to have struck a chord by doing both. They were definitely of their time and definitely reached commercial success then, but they continue to be an influence, and while maybe only one or two of their songs have survived, that's one or two more than probably the band next to them. They remain one of the lasting pillars of 70s California rock. Anyway, so the next song we're going to play is of the Eagles. It is the one you know, the one you love, most likely, just guessing, which is Hotel California. What is necessary to know about this song is that it is from the album that did not have all of its original people. So it's from their third albums, and it's their third album with, you know, that being the title track. It's widely regarded as this masterpiece that they have done, and it leans more into the heavier rock rather than the more easy listening of the earlier albums, with songs like New Kid in Town and Life in the Fast Lane. I really like the song Life in the Fast Lane, by the way, just saying. I like all these songs, actually. I've been, like, you know, spinning around in my chair in the studio, dancing to the little FCC Simpson doll we have in here. So Hotel California, much heavier, which is why, you know, we had that little introduction of the Jethro Tull with that heavier tone, a little different than the easy listening that we might be used to. But this, they had members leave and they had new singers come in and a different keyboardist. Joe Walsh was a large part of this album and he wasn't for the earlier ones. And so that's probably why the shift in tone. But they still had more popularity, but they were still popular before this. And so it's the question of, I think this is a pretty natural evolution, honestly. While it's likely that, you know, the shape of what rock music looked like as we got later into the 70s and, you know, with the emergence of hair metal and punk rock, they were going with the times. They were definitely going with the times, but that's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, a bad thing. That's just how music works. This is a band that was always of the time. And while we can say that they were corporate, at the end of the day, they were putting their own creative spin. And that might have been very cookie cutter, but it was still a spin. Here's Hotel California by the Eagles here on WMUC FM.
Thank you. feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightmare, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
That is the Tedeschi Trucks Band with Part of Me. Next up, here on WMUC, we have Maria Maria by Santana.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana and the GMB product Ghetto and Blues from the refugee camp. Harlem. She living a life just like a movie star. Oh, Maria, Maria. She fell in love in Easter Lane to the sounds of the guitar, yeah, yeah. Played by Carlos Santana. See, as the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. In my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Somebody just said, see you later. Yeah.
Chola, mama, chola. Ahora vengo, mama, chola.
East Coast.
Ahora vengo, mama, chola, mama, chola. Ahora vengo,
mama, chola. Maria, Maria. Spanish Harlem, oh, oh. She live in the night just like a movie star. Oh, Maria, Maria, she fell in love in East LA. I said it to the sound of the guitar, yeah, yeah. Played by Carlos Santana. La favela, Boca Lourdes, the streets are getting hotter. There is no water to put out the fire. Mi contar esperanza. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. Then I look up in the sky, hoping that there's a paradise.
North side.
With that song, we really can hear the darker, more bassy elements, as well as the Latin elements that influence the quote-unquote California rock of the Eagles, especially in Hotel California. Next up, we have Back on 74. I think it's important. I feel like a lot of the times, sometimes there's this sentiment that, oh, they don't make good music anymore. The music isn't like it used to be. And there are two things to say to that. First of all, you're only hearing the older music that survived, right? Like, if you look at a decade of music and there's 50 songs, the greatest hits of the 70s, or 150 songs, the greatest hits of the 70s, you're getting, what, 15 songs max per year. You're getting the best of the best of those songs. You're listening and you're going, oh my god, this song's a hit, this song's a hit. And obviously there are hits because they're on the best of playlist. Right now, we're going through the process of finding whatever the best songs of the 2020s or whatever. You're gonna hear the songs that sound the same and the songs that inspire those songs. You're the first, and then at the end of the day, either the copies will fall away or the copy will figure out how to be better than the original, and that's the one we'll keep. So that's one part of it. And the other part of it is that rock is no longer pop music. And so if you like rock music, of course you're going to say, oh, this music isn't as good as it was. But that doesn't mean people have stopped making rock music. It just means that that's not what's on our top 40 anymore. And so I think that's relevant because there is still music like that being made, and we should make sure that we're taking care. If you like rock music, support modern rock artists. Don't just get stuck in this idea that everything was better in the past. Okay, here is Jungle back on 74.
Up on the mountain, caught on the rail line. Up on the mountain, caught on the rail line. My brotherly daughter speak. Drink your wine, smoke your weed, my brother. Let the heart stop me. And where you're still lining, where it crawls through your skin. But if it's the drugs, the women, the white, the weed, the love that's
caught on the red light. Up on the mountain, caught on the red light.
We are winding up on our time, so I just want to say, if this is my last show, because I'm not sure next week with finals, what's going on, this has been a great semester, and I hope everyone has a wonderful Tuesday. This has been Sellouts with Sia, and I hope you learned something, or at least enjoyed the music. This is Hayley Williams, Petals for Armor. No, sorry, Crystal Clear from her albums, Petals for Armor.